USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Senators who visited facilities on the southern border last week say they were told to delete the evidence.
During the visit, senators saw unaccompanied children, some with positive COVID cases, in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would not say who told him to delete the pictures. Senator Ted Cruz posted video from a border facility in Donna, Texas, saying that a Biden administration staffer told him not to film. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And more than 40 people are dead after heavy rains triggered a landslide in Indonesia. Dozens of homes have also been destroyed by the landslides on Flores Island. Local authorities say several people are also still missing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The chief medical advisor to the president says there is light at the end of the tunnel as far as ending the pandemic.
The CDC says more than 59 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. On CNN, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when people could get back to normal.
I can't give you a day or a week, but I can tell you, as we get more data showing that it is going to be extremely unlikely that people are going to transmit it, you're going to be seeing recommendations that people are not going to have to wear masks. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. Same way with the travel, saying now you can travel. When you travel, you don't have to get tested before and after, except if your destination demands that. You don't have to get quarantined when you come back from a situation. So more and more, you're going to be start seeing the advantages of getting vaccinated. Whereas before, you're right, people ask a question, if there's nothing different, well, you know, why do we need to get vaccinated? Well, there's a good reason. One, you're protecting yourself, and you very, very unlikely will get sick if you get vaccinated. But also, it will give you a freedom of getting back to some degree of normality.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal won their first national championship since 1992, and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and 8 rebounds, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.